We have in the parasha, Vayirek Chanichav, Yilidei Beito, Shmonas Har Shalosh Meod. Avram gathered together his family and friends, 318 people, in order to go to war against the four kings to save Lot and his family and Sodom. Against those gigantic legions, he took 318. Rashi says, what's 318? He said, oh, it's really, that's just Ze Eliezer. This is the gematria of Eliezer's name, 318. Rabbi Bachai asks, why did the Pasuk say that he took 318 people? Should have just said he took Eliezer. If it means he took Eliezer, we know Eliezer's name. Say, Avram went with Eliezer and they fought a war. Why is it today? 318. Says the Maharal, Hashem doesn't want to reveal himself so much. He doesn't make Nisim Gluim open miracles all the time. He wants to hide it. So he makes Avram bring 318 people. And they're props. This guy with the machine gun, this guy with the tank, this. Everybody is just making look like there's a war going on, making it look like we're doing Hishtalut. But really, it's because of the Zechud of Eliezer. That's why Avram and Eliezer, their Zechud, is what won the war. Everybody else was just acting, just is the show. So to remember, our tefillot, our learning, what gives the chut that we should be able to win the war is our tefillot. We should make sure to take it, our tefillot, and we should be mechazek. It's been a while since we started adding more tefillot. We have to be mechazek to realize how incredibly important it is. Waxman said, imagine you have someone sitting behind the Iron Dome and he is issuing different missiles to be shot down and taking care of the rockets, and he goes to sleep on the job. How furious would he be? Oh, it's okay, one missile. No. Same thing with our tefillot. We can't just say, oh, it's okay, this Tehillim rally, this extra Avinu Malkeinu, it's okay, I'll pass it up. Imagine every tefillah that you're doing has the ability to knock down a rocket. So you have to remember how critical and chashuv our tefillot are, and they should be the zechud of the Chayalim and Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We're up to Reish Bed Sif Yud Aleph. Over there, Maran says if you have fruit that is cooked and made edible with honey, you make the bracha on ha'etz on the fruit. It's from the tour. The tour quotes the Yesh Omrim that the Rush quotes. It's the sheet of the Rokeach. He says the ikar is the dvash. You make the bracha on the dvash. You make shakol. However, the Rosh comes out, the Ikar is the Ha'etz, the fruit, and that's what the Tur and the Maran and Shulchan Aruch come out. That's what most Rishonim say on this case. Now, what was the Machloket? Is it just a question of what's Ikar, what's Tafel? So which one do you want more? That should be simple. It shouldn't be a Machloket Rishonim. It should be simple. What's the whole Diyun over here? Taz is not Rihud. He says, really, the whole Diyun is about something that was made edible because it was cooked through the honey. Does the honey called Ikar, says the Rokeach, because you made it edible through the cooking? And since you made it edible through the cooking, the honey becomes the ikar, because otherwise, without the honey, the food wouldn't be good. And the Rosh says back, no. Still, since the purpose of the honey was only to enhance the fruit, it was the fruit, it's the ikar. It's just a makshir. It's something that's just coming to enhance the other thing. So therefore, the ikar is the fruit. Now, in Reish Dalet, we have the same sort of question. I'm going to look it over there. This time, in Reish Bet, it was about a nut that was bitter that was being cooked with honey made sweet. In Reish Dalet, it's talking about spices, v'radim, rose, or spices that were not edible, and then were cooked with honey, and then made edible. What bracha do you make? To make the ha'etz for the spice, or hadama for the rose, the type of spices, or you make shakol on the besamim. And says the tour, him and some friends argued with us. He thought, this is different than Reish Bed. This is different than what now we have in our seif, that the fruit is ikar. Because here you could see the fruit, you could see the nut, you could see the fruit. And that's why the honey is tafel, is just enhancing the fruit. However, when it's all crushed up and smushed up, the spices are the rose, and then you can't say that's the ikar. It's smushed up, it's nothing. Therefore, the ikar is the dvash and the shakol. However, Chavirav, his friends argued and said, no, ikar still is the spices, like the homotan, the gemar, the ginger that was cooked, and when you add some other sugar or something to make it taste good. And you make the bracha adam on it. So that's what the others said. And the tour was modeh, and he was, because of aniva, he said, I'm not going to argue with the chavirim who disagree with me. And then we make, on those, the spices with the sugar, you're going to make bracha ikar on the spices adama. And that's what the mechaber comes out. And the Taz says he thinks the ikar is really the tour. The tour should never have agreed with his friend. It shouldn't have been modeh. His opinion makes more sense. As a side point, he brings up, the Gemara brings the raya from Humlota, that you see that people are ritivta, the moist pepper is edible from the humlata that's considered not bishlakum, because it's not called kamosh uchai, and that's why it's hadama. And so, since it's edible, essentially, therefore it's bracha hadama, and even when it's cooked hadama, fine. Says the taz, that only makes sense if you think it's nachal kamo shulchai, it's edible. However, if it's not edible except by getting cooked, so then, like the friend of the tour was trying to say, so what does the Gemara mean? Why is it that the humlata is a proof? Maybe you know why the humlata is not bishul akum is because of ikar v'tafel. If something that's ikar, not a problem bishul akum, and something that's tafel is a problem, we say ikar v'tafel. So in Kuf Yogimah and Yoridea, in Babish Alkum, we do say that. That when we go by Ikar V'Tafel, and we say Mevatel, the part that's not the part that is a problem Bish Alkum, is nafkimin led by Danish with chocolate. The Danish could be Papalter, that we Ikar Adin Posek, Kuf Yibet, that is allowed. So what about the chocolate that was cooked? That could be all the Shachachim, and the cocoa was not Nechal Kum Shuchai. So that could be Bish Alkum. The answer is, yeah, but it's Ikar V'Tafel. And so Rashaf Drabelski, they hold Ikar V'Tafel, the Tafel. So that comes from Tosin and Beitza, that comes from Shulchan Aruch. So it says the Taz, if you have something that's Tafel, it doesn't matter. So over here, in the Humlata and the Devash, if you say that the Ikar is, if you say the Ikar is the like the tour, the spice, the sugar, and the honey, so then the reason the homlata would be mutar is not because ne'achal kamo shuchai, but rather because the homlata, the spices are tafel. Anyway, the psak maran in both these cases is ha'etz or hadama. We look at the sugar and the dvash as secondary tafel. What halacha lemaaseh? So the prima gadim says even if it's rov dvash, so much honey, you still make ha'etz on the nut. And the Ben Yishchai says if it's a safek, you should take off a little bit of the off the sugar, and you're going to make a two brachot, bracha on the sugar, and then also bracha on the nut. Now, Chavah Avadya seems not to say that in Chazon Avadya, and he seems you always make one bracha, like Maran, you make, even if it's more honey, you always make the bracha on the nut, or on the fruit. If the sugar coated, you're always going to make the bracha on the fruit and the nut. So what about the Ben Yishchai? It has ayin, the Ben Yishchai says in Farsha Ben Chas, he doesn't tell you about it. It's possible you can say, this is not a real safek, okay? Maybe machlok or rishonim, but since we're posek over here, ikav tafel, the ikar is the fruit, so you shouldn't be marbe brachot. It's bracha sheni sricha. Now, to defend the Beis Chai, you can go back and say yes. It's not a problem of bracha sheni sricha because it's sorech to mosim edei safek. The Pri Chadash in Yud Ten Yoredeh by Shchita says if you do two mitzvot together and you talk in between, is that considered hafsek or not? Is it like food or is it mitzvot or different? Machlok or rishonim, tosa, rabbeinu yona, fine. And because of that, you should have in mind you're not going to cover the next Shchita. Since you have in mind not to cover it, then you definitely have to make a bracha. You had in mind, so you actively caused a new, to make another bracha, even though min hasafek, you wouldn't be able to be cover it based on safek bracha lakel. Says the Bukhadash, you see, okay, then you're allowed to do a bracha shen yisrichu b'makom, and it's a sorach to be able to save yourself from a safek. Before Shor disagrees, but Ravadia Perus from several places in Maran, Shachon Aruch, that we follow that Pri Chadash. You're allowed to make an extra, you're allowed to cause yourself to be Goreim, Bracha Shein Yisrecha, to be Motiv Dei Safek. Same thing with this Ben Yishchai. So it could be, we could accept it. And even Halacha Mura also says it by the, not by the sugar ones. The sugar ones we say, sugar coated, we make Ha'etz or Hadama on the candy nuts. The candy nuts Ha'etz. However, with a chocolate covered, so says Halacha Rav, Safek, you should take off some chocolate and make two brachot. I think simply, according to the Chazon Avadya, you could just make one bracha on the raisinette, make ha'etz, or on the chocolate covered nuts, same thing, ha'etz for the nut, or for the peanut, hadama, and not have to worry about it. And yes, I think it is a little bit of a question, bracha shein yisrichu, because I mean, we could be posek the ikar. Is the knot. So then we shouldn't be worried about safek. You should say ikar bracha, ikar v'tefel. We go with the ikar and don't be marbe brachot unnecessarily. I remember that the Chavad in a different place disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samachet Sukkot Mem Hei and about making two brachot. And Ramosha goes with that very far, but I don't think the Chavad wants to make two brachot of many things if you could avoid it. So I think that's the best thing over here. Now you can bring in other sfeikot that the chocolate itself is a took it. That's another argument. And Halacha Berurah has also another argument, maybe by Ikar V'Tafel, Maran is posek the ha'etz, even though it's a safek because they're okay. Okay, but bottom line, since b'di'avad, if you make the bracha on the tafel, it still covers the tafel. We'll get to Rishu Bet. So he says, since that's the case, it's not a bracha batal. It's just a question of, did I puter the ikar? Okay, but even if I didn't puter the ikar, I could say it's a bracha lakel on that. Basically, there's no problem here of making a bracha batala, and therefore you can make the fala maran and make the ha'etz on the chocolate, on the sugar coated nuts, and according to what we're saying, also on the chocolate covered nuts. Just a ha'ara in terms of nut that did. Hachi, we talked about in the beginning of Siman, when you plan like the harsa palm, the Gemara says you didn't plant it for that reason, so therefore it is shakol. For what we hold nowadays, it's changed. It should be eitz or adama to be safe. Good. However, does that a factor of nata da'achi apply generally? The Ra'ah says no. It's just a local thing. The Gemara says only by things that are not mainly fruit. To tell me what's not called a fruit, we say nata lo nata da'achi. People don't plant it for that reason. It's not the main fruit. You don't make eitz on a shakol. However, what about when we're talking about other things? Do you say that? So the Rashi and Shuva says no by boser. You don't say that, but it's not right fruit. You don't say because it's still the same fruit. If you would have left on the tree longer, that would be planted for that reason, to be eaten, and therefore you don't say. And however, the Magen Avraham tries to answer between Stira and Maran, between Sif Gimel and Sif Hay, by the Garinim that are bitter, that are mitakein them, Shachanor says you make shakol. But the Shkedim are in the you mitakein, he says you make haetz. What's the stira, prichadash, it's wrong, fine, we have a problem. Megan Abraham says, lo nata da tilachi, the seeds you don't cook, says the prichadash, okay, you don't plant the seeds for the seeds, but then you should never make haetz, even on the mitukim, gerinim, we know the Maran is posaic, like the Rosh, not the Rashba, that we make haetz. So what do we do? Answer, the Mamar Mordechai, and others to explain the Magen Avraham. The idea is, you made Adaita Dahachi for the sweet, you planted for sweet seeds, not for the bitter seeds. Very good. However, the Yad Ephraim, Rav Zalman Ephraim, the richest man in Brod, even by the non-Jews, very rich, and he was a big Baal Sakai. He appointed Rav Shlomo Kluger, who was an orphan, and he became the rabbi of Brod, and he sponsored, he had lots and lots of dozens of Sfarim, and Lamaisa. Because of Rav Zalman Ephraim Mongolia, we have so much Torah in the world. Also, he was a big posek, even though he was a Baal Bani, he was a businessman. He had a lot of tshuvot, very famous. So the Yad Ephraim argues on this. Magen Avraham says, who said nata da dahachi, planting for the seeds, or not planting for the seeds, is relevant, like the Rashba says, by the boser. We don't say it except by the case of the Gemara, whether it's totally not the fruit, but the seeds, or the shkinim arim, those are the fruit. How can you say lo nata da dahachi? However, all that said, Beit Yosef, in RCEF, by Yigimel Yadalid, it's clear that Lo Nata Dahachi does apply to these rules because he even says it by bitter nuts. He says the same thing. Lo Nata Dahachi, and therefore even Mitakenem, they are Shakol, that's a proof to the Magen Avraham, Imam Mordechai, Chazak Baruch.